स्वागतं सर्वेभ्यः. तृतीयवर्गम् आरम्भं कुर्वो. विल् स्टार्ट् वित् द थर्ड् क्लास्. सो वे विल् स्टार्ट् वित् द स्माल् प्रावर्ब्स्. सुभाषितं स्वदेशे पूज्यन्ते राजा, विद्वान् सर्वत्र पूज्यते. दिस् इस् काल्ड् नीतिसारः. स्वदेशे पूज्यते राजा, विद्वान् सर्वत्र पूज्यते. सो इट्स् वेरि ईज़ी. स्वदेशे, स्वदेशे हिस् टौन् पूज्यते राजा. हिस् ओन् देश राजा विल् बि डन् पूजा. हि एव्रिबडि रेस्पेक्ट्स् हिम्. पूज्यते रेस्पेक्ट्स् हिम् अण्ड् बट् scholar, oh, it's given in the bottom. Scholar is respected. Pujyate, you can say respect. Puja karote, pujyate. So, scholar is respected all over the world. So, scholar has respect everywhere. That's the tatparya. That's the artha. So, there is a Geetam Surasa Subodha. You can go over that. I think I gave you a link about how to sing this song. It's about Sanskrita. It's like praising Sanskrita and all that. So we can do it later, but we'll get on to the class. So, Ajanu Bahuhu. Ajanu Bahuhu. They have just explained how they have done Varnana. Varnana means they have described Rama. Like A Janu Bahu, they have split it at the top, right? A Janu Bahu.
A Janu Bahu.
Yasya Bahu Janu Paryantam Asti. We saw Janu, right? In the previous class, the body parts, we said Janu. Janu is the knee. Bahu means arms. So one who has, arms reaches up to his knee. He is called A Janu Bahu. So A means they have just explained everything is included. So, Ajanu Bahu. So, there are some words. This I am just giving you for information. Okay, you don't have to. We are not there yet. But since it's in the slide, I will just explain. Saptaha. You know Saptaha, right? Saptaha is week. Saptaha. Saptaha means entire week. When you add A, it becomes like entire week. Dinam. You know Dinam, right? Dinam. Adinam means entire day. Samudram, ocean. Asamudram, as far as ocean. Everything surrounding it. Margaha, way. Amargaha, entire way. Gopalaha means covered. It's a Bahuvachana word. Agopalaha, including covered. So it's an inclusive word. A means. That's what it's explaining.
Any questions on that?
It's just for information.
Yeah, it is just that. Yeah, A means it is all inclusive or complete. That is what it means.
So usually beginning of the class we do like a punasmaranam, means like just a revision, right? We haven't met in a while, so just since you are new, we'll just revisit stuff. So I hope you remember Mama Nama, right? Mama Nama, Bhavataha Nama for a male, Bhavatyaha Nama for female, right? Bhavatyaha Nama Kim, Bhavataha Nama Kim, Mama Nama, Mama Nama Sarala, Mama Nama Ajayaha.
Mama Nama Ajayaha, Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Mama Nama Sundaresan.
भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम बीना.
मम नाम मिलिन्द. भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम सरला बीना. अजयः. भगिनि
प्रश्नं पृच्छतु.
ऐ वास् जस्ट् सेयिङ्ग् भवतः नाम किम्? I was asking Ajay Mahodaya.
Mama nama Ajayaha. Uttamam bhagini.
So, okay. So, you looks like you all remember all that. So, Agresa Rama will move forward. So, Adhikataya, mostly this is the rule, like Pullinga Shabdaha, Drashtavanta. We saw all the Pullinga Shabda, right? Aha ending is a Pullinga, Akaranta, Pullinga Shabda, masculine gender word. Usually, then we saw some Napunsakalinga, right? Pushpam, Pustakam. So we saw all that. So Akaranta, Napunsakalinga Shabda, neuter gender words. We saw that. So we will revise some of the words. Shabda Parichaya. We can do one Shabda Parichaya, for example, for one Vraksha. You know Vraksha. Vraksha means tree. V, like V is Akaranta. Akaranta Pullinga and Aha. V plus Ru, Vru. It becomes Ru, Ka, Sha, they have just separated it and Vraksha. How Vraksha word is formed. Like V, Vyanjana, Ru is Swara, right? That adds V, Kru, Ru, Krush, A. Then Aha. Aha means it's a Visarga. That two dots, Aha, it's called Visarga. So Vrukshaha. That's what becomes
Vrukshaha.
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 Okay. So, by the way, all of you can read the Devanagari script, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
they yes, read.
I can read.
Okay, good.
We can do some revision of some going forward, we can do, but that's a good thing. We'll do it one day.
So mostly A ending is Pullingaga, Am ending is Namunsakalingaga, and A ending is Srilingaga. Bhagini?
Aha is Pullinga. Aha. With the...
See, Aha ending. Right? Aha. Akaranta Pullinga Shabda. Aha.
Aha.
Brikshaha, Ajayaha, Ramaha.
So, for Srilinga, it will be A.
No. Srilinga we haven't covered, but now we will cover. In this class, we will cover. It's usually A and E. Sarala, Bina. Right?
Okay, okay.
Shala, Savitri,
okay.
Nadi.
So
Aga they are all Srilinga.
Aga is mostly Pullinga.
Aha rule is Aha mostly, yes.
Mostly
it is Pullinga Shabda.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Okay, so right, Pustakam we saw there, that also Padavichedana means they are just doing a Shabda Parichaya of Pustakam. We did, right? Akaranta Pustakam. Pa, Venjana, right? Pa, mat, a, means pu, a, u, pu, sa, ta, a, ka, Pustakam. Means that one dot, or it is written when it's end of a word, it's like half it is written without like, can you see that half? I wonder you use it too much. In other languages, like ma, you have to say Pustakam. That's how also it can be written. Without a dot at the top, you can write like and half. And any letter, if you write half, it's called ka, vanik, like that. So, if that line at the bottom, it's a half letter, like Vyanjana, it's a Vyanjana, without adding any swara to it. So, usually neuter gender word, most of it. Okay?
Okay.
So, you will have questions, and when we move forward, it'll become clear to you, okay?
Yes.
So, don't worry too much. So we saw Saha, right? Saha. Further, it is Saha. Esha means it's nearby, right? Kaha. Kaha means masculine. Who is it? Like when it is masculine, we use Kaha. Saha Kaha. Esha Kaha. We covered that, right? Saha
yeah.
Kaha. Esha Kaha. Yeah, we covered that. So it is just like a punasmaranam, means memorizing, revisiting. This pronoun. So it's all saha, esha, kaha, it's all pronoun. So we can see some examples here. Tat, etat. Yeah, tat etat for neutral genum, right? Tat etat means nearby. If it is an napunsarlika word, we said etat. Tat means far. Kim. Tat kim, etat kim. Kim means what in neuter gender. Tat kim, tat pustakam. Etat kim, etat phalam. Right? We did all that. So we can just revisit some of the examples, right? So whenever it's a, what did we say? Whenever it's a, in the end it's aha. It's all pulling a shabdaha, right? Yeah. So here we can start. Saha kaha. Yeah. Saha kaha. Saha cholaha. Yeah. Right? Answer is saha cholaha. So this is like a pulling a shabda. Saha kaha. Saha cholaha.
Cholaha.
Saha kaha.
Saha
makaraha. Saha makaraha. 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 Saha makaraha. Saha kaha. Saha vidyudipaha.
Vidyudipaha.
Vidyudipaha. Vidyudipaha. See, the has like that. Half the right at the bottom. So vidyut deepaha. So this is nearby, right? Small hand means Asha. A. Asha. Asha kaha? Asha karadipaha. Karadipaha. Asha like it's like a small torch flashlight, small light. Asha. Karadipaha. Eshaha kaha?
Eshaha
kaha? Eshaha gataha. Gataha. Eshaha gataha. Support. Eshaha gataha. So we'll look at some napunsakalinga shabdaha. What is the rule? Right? End it will become means always, it's called anuswar. Pustakam. Tat kim? Tat pustakam.
Tat pustakam.
Tat kim? Tat. Tat pustakam.
Tat pustakam.
Etat.
Etat kim?
Etat.
Etat.
Etat kim?
Etat
vyajanam. Etat kim? Etat vyajanam.
Etat kim?
Etat kim?
Etat urukam.
Etat
urukam. Etat urukam. Etat kim? Etat urukam.
Urukam. Etat kim?
Etat vyayayam.
Vatayanam.
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 Vatayanam. Vatayanam.
Etat kim?
Etat vatayanam.
Etat vatayanam.
Samichanam.
तत् किम् एतत् भोजनम्
तत् भोजनम्
तत् किम् तत् भोजनम् राइट तत् किम्
तत् भोजनम्
तत् भोजनम्
तत् भोजनम्
तत् किम्
तत् किम् तत् फेनकम्
तत् फेनकम् फेन मीन्स् फोम् ओके वाट् एवर् प्रोड्यूसर्स् फोन् फोम् सो फेनकम् तत् फेनकम् तत्
तत् फेनकम्
एतत् किम् एतत् गृहम्
एतत् गृहम्
तत् किम्
तत् युतकम्
तत् युतकम्
युतकम् तत् किम् तत् युतकम्
तत् किम्
तत् ककदम्
कङ्कतम्
डिड् यु सिङ्ग् लैक् देट्स् हौ इट्स् रिटन् इन् संस्कृतं लैक् इफ् इट् इस् रिटन् इन् हिन्दी आर् एनी लाङ्ग्वेज् इट् विल् बि अ डाट् रैट् कङ्कतम् बट् देट् हियर् इस् एण्ड् क So, Kankatam.
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 So, how it is pronounced again?
Kankatam. Kankatam.
Kankatam. Kankatam.
Kankatam.
Kankatam.
Kankatam.
Kankatam.
Yeah, it is difficult to write that in English, so maybe they could have put an N there, Kankatam.
I don't know why they put G, but...
Silent. In English,
they put G, so...
So it is Tat Kankatam.
Kankatam.
Etat
Kim.
Etat Kim. Etat Kim.
सङ्गणकम्
एतत् सङ्गणकम्
हियर् इस् इट् राइट् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् एतत् सङ्गणकम् यु नो गणकम् इट्स् सङ्गणकम् गणकम् इस् कौण्टिङ्ग् सो सङ्गणकम् एतत् सङ्गणकम्
केल्क्युलेटर् आल्सो सङ्गणकम् भगिनि
तत् किम्
एतत्
वाट् इस् इट् सुन्दरेश महोदय वास् आस्किङ्ग् एनी समथिङ्ग्
फार् केल्क्युलेटर्
यु आर् वेरि फेंट लो
फार् केल्क्युलेटर् आल्सो वी केन् यूस् सङ्गणकम्
यूजुवलि दे यूस् या देट् इस् फैन् गणकयन्त्रं दे यूस् गणकयन्त्रं
Okay, thank you.
I think you can use it interchangeably. These all words were, they came up with all the latest words later. So you can use it. Nothing wrong with it. You can use it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Etat kim.
Etat kim.
Etat mitram.
Etat mitram. Mitram means, see here it's a little bit exception, right? Mitram is friend. Friend is a napunsakalinga here. Sometimes there are some exceptions, there are very rare though. Etat mitram. Mitram usually friend is a napunsakalinga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is little, it's not a rule, but sometimes. That's why they have put it here. See here, Mitraha. Mitraha means Surya. Mitra is Surya.
Okay.
So Mitram is friend. They have written the difference here. So Mitra is always so Surya.
So how do you use this in different way in Mitram and Mitraha?
Yeah, see, tat, when you say tat mitram, right? When you say tat kim tat mitram. But for mitraha, saha kaha, saha mitraha. That's saha how the difference mitraha. Is, right? Saha, because it's pullinga, you have to use it in pullinga. So everything like kriyapada, whatever you use it, you have to use it as if it is a pullinga shabda for mitraha.
Right.
Yeah, going forward, it will be clear for you. Okay. For now, you just see the difference. Mitraha, mitram. You identify. Then when we make sentences, it will become more clear. Okay. So now we'll go to the Strilinga pada. Huh? Strilinga pada, what was the rule? A and E. A and E. Okay. Ending shabdaha. Strilinga shabda, okay? Strilinga shabda. Sa, see, sa, that's why sa, when you point at a feminine word, you will say sa. Sa ka, who is she? Sa ka, sa, shayya. Shayya is akaranta, right? Shayya, that is a bed. So, sa, shayya.
So for Saka or Pullinga Sattaka, we will be using Sakakaha. For Strilinga, the Saka will be Saka.
Saka. Yes. Yeah, that is the difference. Saka. Okay. Saka. Sa. Shaya. Okay. Sa. Shaya. That's how you akaranta Strilinga Shabda. Okay. Saka. Sa petika.
Panchalika.
Sa Panchalika. Saka sa balika. Saka sa balika. So Asia. Asia is nearby. When it is Asia, Asia ka. Asia kunchika.
Asia ka.
Esha kunchika.
Yeah, it's a ya in the middle and sha. Yeah, kunchika.
Kunchika.
Esha ka.
Esha Shila.
Esha Shatika. Shatika means sari.
Sari.
They are showing us.
Esha Shatika.
Sadi. Esha Shatika.
Saka.
Saka.
Nidanika.
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 Esha ka. Saka. Sa Nidanika.
Saka Nidanika.
Sa Nidhanika. Nidhanika. It's like a showcase, you can say, a cupboard or showcase.
Esha
ka.
Esha ka.
Esha Sharkara.
Esha Sharkara.
Esha ka. Esha Sharkara.
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 Esha ka. Esha Sharkara.
Sharkara. Shakkar.
Esha
ka. Esha ka.
Esha jal
jalnalika.
Jal.
Jalnalika. Esha jalnalika.
Esha jalnalika.
Jalnalika. Like a water pipe. Esha ka.
Esha sammarjini. Sammarjini.
Sammarjini.
Sammarjini.
Sammarjini.
Esha sammarjini.
Esha sammarjini.
Esha ka. Esha sammarjini.
Saka.
Saka.
Is
Saka.
Sa.
Sa. Gati.
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 Sa. Gati.
Sagati.
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 These are all ikarant still. Sagati.
Esha. Esha ka. Esha.
Esha.
Lekhani.
Lekhani. Esha Lekhani.
Lekhani.
Esha Lekhani.
Saka.
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 Ankhani.
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 Ankani. Sa Ankani.
Sa ka.
Sa nadi.
Sa nadi.
Sa nadi.
Sa ka. Sa nadi. Sa ka. Sa nadi.
Sa nadi.
Saka.
Saka. Sa Gayatri.
Sa Gayatri.
Sa Gayatri.
Esha Lakshmi. Esha ka.
Esha
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi. This is another exception. Only Lakshmi will have like a visarga. Lakshmi. Lakshmi.
Lakshmi.
There is one very few exceptions where you see that visarga, that Lakshmihi. Otherwise, you say Nadi like that. Otherwise, it's only Lakshmi.
Yeah, Lakshmihi.
Lakshmihi.
Saraswati. See, Saraswati is just Saraswati. Lakshmihi will have the double dot, the visarga. Hmm?
Lakshmihi.
It's a special case.
Saka. Sa Durga.
Sa Durga.
Saka. Sa Durga.
Esha. Esha ka. Esha Saraswati.
सरस्वती
सा पार्वती
सा महिला
सा वृद्धा
ज्येष्ठा
एल्डरली वुमन लाइक वी से आकारांत सो ज्येष्ठ मीन्स एल्डरली मैन you are very faint, so we can't hear you clearly.
Vraddha means not fasting related, is it? Vraddha.
Jeshta is strilinga, Jeshtaha is pullinga. Was okay, that your question?
No, are you able to hear Ajay
Mahadev? You are very faint, so you may have to like just shout if you are alone or speak very close to the microphone.
Are you able to hear now Ajay Mahadev?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, better.
Okay, Vraddha is not something related to fasting, is it?
No. Vraddha is same. Vraddha and Jeshta is interchangeable.
Vraddha, you are talking about Vraddha, right? This is the Vraddha.
Okay.
The, it's Vraddha.
Okay.
सा लता
एषा माला
एषा युवती
एषा युवती सो दिस इज आल्सो एन एक्सेप्शन युवती
लाइक लक्ष्मी ही
युवती हाँ
लाइक लक्ष्मी ही दिस इज युवती ही
एक्चुअली ओके दे शुड नॉट
या यू डोंट हैव टू बी टू कंसर्न दिस इज दे शुड नॉट हैव पुट दिस टू कंफ्यूज
But they have put some of these words. But a basic class they should not. But it's okay. Just.
So just so you are aware that there are some exceptions. That's all this is.
Right. Yuvati.
Hmm.
Esha ka. एषा मयूरी
मयूरी एषा
मयूरी
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 मयूरी मयूरी
मयूरी
actually that H is not required, no, in English that H is not required, no, it's Utpitika.
Utpitika.
Yeah, that is just, it is making a, yeah, pitika, it is. Tata. So it is a...
They are making sure it's not, cha. It's Mahaprana, that's what they are trying to say. Okay. Yeah, sometimes that transliteration is not accurate.
Correct.
If you know Devanagari, it's better to stick to just the
name. Yes. We have to read from Devanagari only. We should not see the English one.
Correct.
Yeah, because in the initial, they assume some people may not know yet, right? That's why them, they just
write. Yes. Agreed.
Utpitika.
Utpitika.
लेपनपट्टिका
पट्टिका
द्विचक्रिका सा द्विचक्रिका
बाइसिकल
द्विचक्रिका
द्विचक्रिका दूरवाणी
जंगम दूरवाणी
So this is just again Sahaka Esha Sahaka, right? When you are asking for a female, it's Sa Esha. When you ask who is it, Ka Sahaka Esha. So it's just Vriksha we did. So, Shabda Parichaya, you can look at the Balika. See, Balika.
Bala.
Here they have done just the Bala. Bala also you can see. Bala also is A, right? Bala also is a young girl. Bala. Balika also. So, Ikaranta. Ikaranta, Nadi also they have split. Na, A, the E, Nadi.
Nadi.
Ikaranta, Stilinga, Shabda, Nadi Shabda. So, do you want to go over one more time Stilinga or we'll move forward?
We can move forward.
We can go on. Okay, so when you get a chance, just revise these slides, you get used to the words and how to pronounce, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll agree, Sarama. Huh? Pakashala sambandini vastuni means whatever we use in the kitchen, we'll just go over those. Pakashala, when you listen to the word only, you will know, right? What is Pakashala means what? It's the Strilinga Shabda, right? Shala. Akaranta and Ikaranta Strilinga. So, you know, Esha Pakashala, right? Here it's saying Esha Pakashala. So, it's a kitchen. Okay? This is a kitchen. So, Pakashala Sambandini Vastuni. These are all Vastu means things. Things related to the kitchen. Okay? Vastuni means they are the stuff, things related to the kitchen. So, Shulika. Shulika. Shulika means four.
Shulika.
Shulika. So, it's also Dirga. Shulika. Shulika. So you have seen chamasa, right? Chamasa.
Chamasa.
Means knife, obviously. So thalika.
Thalika.
So, what is the pullinga shabda here? There is just one pullinga shabda. What is that?
Chamsaha.
Chamasaha. Right? Because it's a visarga. It's an end. Karanta pullinga shabda. Everything else is ka, right? It's all stilinga shabda.
Feminine here.
So, next one.
चषकः
चषकः
चषकः मीन्स् ग्लास् ग्लास् चषकः
दिस् इस् पुल्लिङ्ग शब्द
आधानिका
आधानिका
आधानिका इट्स् लैक् अ ट्रे राइट आधानिका आधानिका
चषकादानि
मीन्स् बेस् टु द ग्लास् सो चषकादानि
वेल्लनी
So chashaka is a pullinga.
Chashakaha is pullinga. What is the chashakadhani?
Chashakadhani is velani.
स्त्रीलिङ्ग हौ अबौट् आधानिका
इट्स् अ स्त्रीलिङ्ग
वेल्लनी इस् आल्सो
स्त्रीलिङ्ग
घटः घटः
घटः
पुल्लिङ्गः
पुल्लिङ्गः
घटः घटः
मन्तानि पुल्लिङ्गः मन्तानः
मन्तानः
पुल्लिङ्गः
मन्तानः
दर्वी
मिश्रकं नपुंसकलिङ्ग
नपुंसकलिङ्ग मिश्रकं
पेषकं
नपुंसकलिङ्गलरेडि सा अनिलचुल्लिः अनिलचुल्लिः सा गेस् स्टव् अनिल मीन्स् गेस् रैट् चुल्लिः मीन्स् चुला
Means chula,
right. Stove or cook, yeah. Chula. So, Anila Chullihi.
Sa Anila Chullihi.
Anila Chullihi.
Anila so Chullihi.
Why this starts with Sa?
No, Sa means it, we are
no, sa, like Sa Asia.
They are just giving you like a clue. It's a Sa means it's no. A Strilinga. That's what they have given in a bracket.
There is no space to put a long and there, so they are putting sa.
Oh, you're right.
Long.
Okay.
Long. Bashpaha. The top.
Bashpaha.
Bashpaha.
It's like a C. Bashpaha.
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 द्रोणी
इट्स् लैक् अ टम्ब्लर् बकेट् यु केन् से इट्स् अ बकेट् द्रोणी बिग् बिग् कण्टेनर् द्रोणी
इन्धनम्
यूजुवलि इस् fuel. Here it's like a gas cylinder they have kept.
Gas cylinder.
It is an Indian gas cylinder.
ఇంధనం
ఇంధనం
పాత్రం పాత్రం
పాత్రం యు నో ఇట్స్
లైక్ ఎ యుటెన్సిల్
యా ఇట్స్ ఎనీ యుటెన్సిల్ యు కెన్ సే ఎనీ పాత్రం సీ దిస్ ఇస్ విద్యుత్ చుల్లిహి విద్యుత్ చుల్లిహి
విద్యుత్
లైక్ విద్యుత్ దీప లైక్ ఎనీథింగ్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ వీ హావ్ టు ప్రిఫిక్స్ విత్ విద్యుత్ విద్యుత్ అనిల చుల్లిహి సర్ మాన్యువల్
అనిల చుల్లిహి విద్యుత్ చుల్లిహి
విద్యుత్ చుల్లిహి
So, can you go back to the previous slide?
This so, one or
do you say chulli, chulli ha or chulli hi?
Chulli hi.
Chulli hi.
Chulli hi.
Chulli hi. Chulli hi.
Just like Lakshmi.
Vidyut chulli hi.
Li.
Vidyut chulli hi.
Chulli hi. Yeah.
So,
and Anila chulli hi.
Okay.
No, the is question is whether it is like we have to pronounce like Lakshmi hi. Is it correct, the question?
Yeah. Chulli hi. Yeah. Since the visarga is there, chulli hi.
There are very few words like that. Yeah. It's a strilling. Yeah, chulli hi.
So it is still strilling, but because I thought it's since it's end with two dots at the end, it's masculine.
It is a ikaranta. It is ending with e, right? So it is e is feminine usually.
Strilinga.
Strilinga.
Okay. Thank you.
Koopi means any bottle.
Jalakoopi, just below that. Jalakoopi.
Jalakoopi.
Water bottle.
Jalakoopi.
Scandal, right?
Saha Agnihi. So this is another exception. If you see Agnihi, but it is...
So don't worry too much. Don't worry about it too much. They have mixed up a lot of words, but don't worry. It will become clear to you. Don't worry about it. But.
Yeah, remember the generic rule, and some exceptions are there which you will become, you know, as you are... more familiar with the language, it will come naturally. But Saha Agnihi. Agnihi is pulling.
Yeah, pulling. Saha Agnihi. Kastham.
Parashuhu. Saha Parashuhu.
Saha Parashuhu.
This is one Ukaranta. We haven't done it yet. Ukaranta and all we have not covered, but they have given this example. But you just take it. Saha Parashu. Parashu alaka.
Saha Parashu.
Or you can
speak. And the kastam. You can say this kastam means all this
firewood.
Kastam.
Suli. kashtam.
Manjusha.
Manjusha. Dhumaha.
Dhumaha.
Dhumaha is smoke. Again, kashtam.
And kashtam. Kashtam.
Wooden piece.
Kashtam. Kashtam. Dhumaha. Vashpatali.
Like a pressure cooker. Vashpatali.
Cooker.
Vashpatali.
Vashpatali.
Suchuti. Suchuti means like a tongs.
Suchuti.
Suchuti.
Agnipetika.
Agnipetika. Agni petika.
Stick. Agni petika.
Chulli. Chulli. Apakaha. That's like a, yeah, it's a stove or a, yeah, it's like a cooking chulla. Anything. General they have given. Chulli. Apakaha. Apakaha means it's a pulinga shabda. It's like a oven. They're meant. The bottom of the oven, they have meant the oven.
Apakaha.
Shodhani. Apakaha. Yes. Apakaha. Sorry. Apakaha.
Apakaha. Shodhani.
Actually, when you apakaha, it becomes pullingaha, whereas chulli means it becomes strilinga.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
They are two different words, yeah.
Chulli apakaha. So yeah, they are just showing the same thing can be referred to in different ways. So don't get too confused.
Shodhani. Shodhani is like a strainer, right? Mm-hmm. The strainer. Shodhani. Agni sha agni. Shalaka. Agnishalaka means matchstick. Agnishalaka.
Agnishalaka. Agni petika. Agnishalaka.
Agni petika.
Agni petika. Agnishalaka. Agni petika is the matchbox. Agnishalaka is the matchstick. So, prakoshtaha means always a room, okay? Prakoshtaha is the room. Mukhya prakoshtaha, main room. It's like a, so they have given some vastu parichaya. They are just introducing some new words, okay? Just, you can see the arrows, right? Can you see the slides clearly?
Yes.
The arrows and all you can see, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, bittihi. Bitti means wall. Okay. Bittihi means wall. Bittihi.
Bittihi.
Bittihi. Bittihi means wall. Sa bittihi. Right? Sa bittihi. Mudrana yantram. Mudrana yantram means recorder. Mudrana means recording. Yantram means it's a yantra. So it's a machine to print. That's what it's saying. Mudrana yantram. Dura darshanam. Dura darshanam, you know. It's a television. Dura darshanam. Vidyuddeepaha. It's a light. Vidyuddeepaha.
Dura darshani, we cannot say, madam. Bhagini? Dura darshanam, we have to say, is it? Dura darshini, we should not say, is it?
No, Dura darshanam. It's a napumsakalingam. Dura darshanam.
Not like Duravanihi, Dura darshini, like that we should not say.
That is different. Dooravani is different from Dooradarshanam. Dooravani is a phone.
Yeah, but that's a stealing award. That's how it is. We cannot like just change it.
Correct,
we
correct.
Have to take as it is. Yeah.
Dooradarshanam.
Yeah, we have to follow it. No, Dooradarshanam.
But Dooravani, you are right. Vidyut Deepaha. We have seen that. Vidyut Deepaha.
The light. Chalana Chitram. Chalana Chitram. There is a movie going on, I think. So they are showing. Chalana Chitram.
Chalana Chitram.
Chalana Chitram means moving. One Achala means not moving. Still picture, no?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a movie. That's what they are saying.
Movie.
It's a movie. Pustakam, you know
Sanchika.
Pustakam, right? Sanchika is also like a cupboard. Cupboard, and they have a Pustakam there, and there is a Dwaram. Mm-hmm. There is a door. Dwaram, entrance. Nidhanika. Nidhanika means it's a closet or it's a showcase. Padanam. Padanam means it's like a, you can sit, it's a footrest. There is a footrest there. So, kataha. Kataha means there is like a carpet. Kataha. So, they are just trying to introduce you in Utpitika. Utpitika is a table. So, Vatayanam is a window. Tapanukula. Tapanukula means it's an air conditioner. There is an air conditioner.
Tapanukula.
Tapanukula. So, it's conditioning. Air conditioning. So, they are just introducing you. Don't have to like, you can just go over it. So, just get familiar with it.
So Kulaka is means it's cool, is it?
No. Anukula. Anukula means tapanukulam. Anukula means it's like conditioning. However you want, right? What do you do? Air conditioning means you change the right. temperature as you wish, right?
Cool. Kulaka means whether it is from cool.
No. Anukula. It's a tapa anukula. It's not
anukula.
Just...
Tapa means the temperature anukula. Controlled.
Tapa anukula. It means you are
tapa
changing
anukula.
The temperature.
Correct.
Tapa anukula. That's how you can remember. Tapa anukula. Okay. There is a Varnamala Gitam. You can go over this. Kamalam Vikasati Sundara Sarasi Kaka. It's just, you can go over this. We don't have to like, it's just to get you familiar with consonants. Varnamala Gitam. Vyanjanani means how Kaka, how it's going. So they're just showing some. So any questions or anything you want to go over?
This is to remember the order, no? Kamalam Vikasati. That is Kamala.
Yeah, Kamalam Vikasati.
The ka should come as in Kamalam. Vikasati means it is the next like that. Is that right? No.
Yeah. It's something. See, ka, next line, did you say cha? Since we know, right, in our native languages, the rule is almost the same, right? We don't need too
Correct.
Much of this. Maybe for kids Correct. Or if you don't know the any language, Indian languages, you might need it.
Yeah, most of you will know. Ka, cha, ta, ta, pa.
Right, we have the same.
So this is just a way to make you remember that. But if you know it, this may confuse you. So
that's fine. Like there is a nice song I will give. Yeah, but there is a song with this. There is a YouTube song. They have nicely sung it. So I can send you that link.
That YouTube link which is there in the last one, no? That slide.
Yeah. Yeah, that is this the same thing? I don't know whether I have sent you the link for this this song. Kamalam Vikasati, there is a nice YouTube song they have. I don't know whether I have sent it, but I can send it. So we can, okay, so we can go over some things. See, Swaraha, you know, right? It's vowels. Vyanjanani means consonant, right? Kachatata, pa, kavarga, all that you know. Sasha, saha. Aksharani means generally all the alphabet. Okay? So, mama. Mama is true for all the genders. Mama. Everybody will say mama. I will say mama. Ajay Mahodaya will say mama. Bina Bhagini will say mama. And Mitra. Mitram also will say mama. So, everything. So, always mama. Mom, like, that is wrong. Mom, if you write that bottom, right? That is a line. It's a half. Still, it's a vyanjana. So, mom, don't write that. So, just mama. Bhavataha, you know. Yours. Bhavat, masculine. Bhavatyaha, feminine.
Bhavatyaha, feminine.
Bhavatyaha. Nama. Okay? Nama. Don't do nama. Nam. Don't do like Hindi. Nama. Just do nama. Okay? So be mindful of these rules in Sanskrit. You don't do
which
have.
Is the yeah, wrong so one is in Hindi it is nam, we'll be talking here it is nama.
Yeah, so in Hindi when you write the character it is a strong ending like nam, but here it is nama.
Nama.
Okay, nama. So when there is a line below the character, then it's a
Nam.
Nam. But there is no word nam in Sanskritam. Okay, it is only nama. There is no mam. It is always mama.
Mama.
So in Hindi you may say mam. When you write like this, mam. But in Sanskritam you have to always pronounce it as mama. Okay.
For everything, for so that is. And Kim, you know what? Kim, Saha, Eshaha, Sa. I have given all this like in the shared drive. I have shared all this. You can go over all this as a summary. Okay. Saha, who? Ka, who? Feminine. Kim, what? Neutral gender. Okay. Sukti means it's a proverb. Namapada means Subantapada. It says Subandapadam. But Namapadam also okay. Namapadam, you may be familiar with Namapadam. So Kriyapadam means verb. We haven't done that yet. Okay. Pratipadam is a root word.
But Kim can be used for anybody. No? When you are in doubt whether it is masculine or feminine, then we can use Kim. No?
No, Kim is only for Napunsakalinga.
Okay, because there are two Kim. One is Kim what, who, neuter it is given. In the above four words above, again one more Kim is there. There it is shown as a what. In the before.
Yeah,
above.
You can use it for what or who. Yeah, you can use it for what or who, but it is related to neuter gender only.
Okay.
See, for example,
before Sa, the Kim is again there. Before Sa, Saha.
Yeah, I'm showing it right now. What or who, you can use it for both. Maybe it's given there, but that doesn't mean it has to be. Again, okay. He has put what and who, right? So.
Yes.
Kim cannot.
Yeah, Kim is always, remember that, it is for a Napunsakalinga.
But you can use it for who or what. Kim. Yeah, who means it's a Napunsaka who. That's what I'm saying. Who.
Napunsaka who.
Kim.
Okay. That Kim.
Napunsaka who. Yeah. You will be clear. Don't worry. Just it's a summary. When you start using all this, it will become natural. Yes, now you are
thank
new.
You, thank
so
you.
Yeah, for masculine, it is kaha. Kaha.
Kaha.
Ka for feminine. Kaha. Ka. Kim. Those
kim.
Are the three.
Kaha. Ka. Kim. Ah, thank you. Thank you, Ajay Maharaj. Kaha. Ka. Kim.
It will become very natural.
So, who is the man? Saha kaha. Or Eshaha kaha. If you know it, you are asking who is that lady? Sa ka. And if you are asking what is the book? Tat kim. Or tat kim pustakam. What is that book?
Tat kim pustakam.
Okay. So
Ajay Mahotya, only for Navumsaka Linkaha, we can end with im. No, nam is a wrong word for a strilinga, for a pullinga. But pustaka, we should not say. No, it is a pustakam.
Pustakam, and it's not nam, it is nama.
Nama, correct. Nama, I am saying nam is a wrong one.
Right, right.
Like, whereas pustakam is the right word. No, pustaka we should not say, no.
Right, right. You should always say pustakam.
Pustakam. So, im is a correct for Navumsakalinga.
Yes.
Thanks.
This naam I have, because lot of people, I gave the example because here lot of people like that they say, right? Bhavata naam, naam they will use. That's why I just specified so that you should
yeah,
not be, get into habit of
it. It is very important.
That is the, yeah, I didn't mean to confuse you, but just
no, it is very clear. It is very clear because if you have, yeah. Since you have put naam, so it becomes Napumsakalinga. So Namaha is a correct one, no? Nama.
Nama, yeah, Namaha. It is nothing linga. It's not any linga it's related to. It's just name, right? When you say name. You it's nothing. Yeah, it's like a. It's called avyaya. It has no linga. Now, I don't want to get into too much and give you too much information for now. Just say it's, for now, just naam.
Yeah, just think of it like a noun. So, it doesn't have any, it doesn't have any gender. It is just a noun. Okay?
Correct.
Naam.
Correct.
Okay. So, any other questions or anything you want us to go over? Any doubts? Bina Bhagini?
No.
No. Already okay. It is very late for you. 10:30. Thank you.
That's fine. It's a class is allocated for 1.5 hours, but we can stop. And I don't know when, till we get to know when our, that next class I was talking to you about, I don't know when, till then we can keep going. I don't know. I don't know the dates. Maybe next week. I'm not sure.
No problem.
But I'll let
and,
you know. I'll keep it.
Yes. Going. Thank you for that. And this is for how many weeks, Bhagini?
It depends. I think it's, it depends on how fast we can go. It's not like set rules like that, Mahodaya.
I'm based on the past past classes. I just an idea.
I will give you an exact idea. I'll send you an email. Okay? How many?
Okay.
Like
okay.
Because we don't have hard and fast rule like that, but. Just looking at the syllabus, I will send you, all of you, I will send the information. I don't want
thank
to
you.
Be too wrong. But generally, when it's, but it's up to us how fast or how slow we go. And number of people also,
that is,
right?
That is
but
no, just
send,
for an idea.
Yeah. So you will get that idea. Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, if you want to do some planning, generally plan for like about 3 months.
Yeah.
Because you may, like last week, we skipped one class. So generally plan 3 months. Then, if needed, it can be extended, or as more people are there, we may move slower. Now, since there are only three, four people,
correct,
it is easier to book.
Correct.
So
correct.
Plan
thank
for
you,
like 3-4 months, and as we go, we'll see how it goes.
Yes. Thank you. No. This is just for nothing. Specific question. I just wanted to have.
We are happy
as long as it it extends.
But anyway, I can give you exact how the syllabus is. I'll send you that. That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay then. We can end with the Shanti Mantra.
Yes.
Okay. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Thank you.
Okay, dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyavada. Namaskara.
Agrima Saptahe Milamaha. Agrima Saptahe Milamaha.